Following the 2013 building collapse in Center City that claimed six lives and injured a dozen more, the city of Philadelphia has paid more attention to hazardous structures. And now the city's making the largest imminently dangerous structures a priority for demolition. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
That's an excavator's grappling claw attachment tearing into a building at 8th Street near Rising Sun Avenue in the Hunting Park section of Philadelphia. Mayor Michael Nutter says the city's working hard to tear down the buildings that could become problems if they aren't taken down.
Philadelphia, of course, as we know and love our town, is a quite historic old city. We're proud of our history and our heritage, but like many old cities in our part of the country, we also have many old buildings that in many instances no longer serve our needs, and some have fallen into disrepair, sometimes dangerously so.
Now the fire department and licenses and inspections are working together to find and target dangerous buildings for demolition. Fire Commissioner Derek Sawyer says this steps up existing collaboration.
As you know, we talk about reducing the risk in the community. And when we talk about reducing risk, there's a step that you go through. You have education, enforcement, engineering, economic incentive, and emergency response. When you get to emergency response, it's a little bit too late.
The group that investigated the deadly collapse at 22nd and Market Streets recommended the city go after dangerous buildings more aggressively. Councilman Dennis O'Brien has legislation that goes after other issues.
The legislation specifically was designed to reduce firefighter and community risks. These fires are suspicious and incendiary. So the legislation specifically calls for inventorying, inspecting, securing, marking, and systemically tracking these buildings and these structures across agencies.
70% of the large crumbling buildings are in the 7th Councilmatic District, which encompasses parts of Hunting Park and North Philadelphia. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.